Crawford would have enough. We wouldn't stop till we put up a minute 52 hams, cured hams, and we'd have one a week, one ham a week, and when that ham was eaten up all that much, you'd do without ham until the next week. Mm-hmm. We had a ham a week.
Would you tell me how you take care of the hogs and how you...
The hogs run right in the lot with the mules.
Oh, they were?
Yes, sir. Right in the lot with the mules. And we would feed ear corn as long as it lasts and put ear corn in there, you know, and so many mules wouldn't shuck it, let him shuck his own corn, you know. He'd eat that out of that, the mule shuck it, pull that cob off him a heap of times, you know, he'd pick it up and throw it on the side to try to pull that on, it'd fall out in the hole, enough hole there to get it. The hole stayed fat as the mule did. Didn't have to feed them, the mules would feed them.
I see. You didn't have a separate hog pen then. They stayed in.
Just stayed in the lot with the mule. Of course, we had a fattening pen and things like that for the ranch.
When it came time to butcher the hogs, would you explain that? How you used to butcher?
Well, we just hit them in the head with an axe and then stick him, let him bleed. You see. Hit him in the head with the axe, and I'd knock him out and cut his throat and let him bleed while he's dying. And we'd just dress him, have our labor there, and they all want to come to hog killing, give them chitlins and all to the labor. And they was have big hog killing times. And hang them on a pole and have a pole, just like seeing this, just a dozen hogs hanging on one pole.
Would you use hot water somehow and get the... did you scrape them somehow to get them...
Just scrape them. Heat the water. You don't have a scalding barrel, sloping barrel. Let's put it up and let it slope. You put him up and shove him down in that barrel and then change ends with him. And
You'd heat the water
and pour it. I have a big old pot. Heat the water and pour it in the barrel and scald the hose. And you couldn't get the water too hot. Set the hair. You have to have it just right. What you call it? Didn't be mighty hard to dress. If you get the water just right, that hair comes off mighty pretty.
I see. Mm-hmm. What kind of meat did you use? You mentioned the ham. What other kind of meat did you get off?
Well, the ham and the shoulder and the backbone, we'd have to eat that fresh, you see, and make sausage out of trimming, you know, have sausage. Mm-hmm. Old world of sausage, and we'd save the cases, we call it cases for sausage, and have a spout on the sausage beard, you know, you grind that sausage and that fill that gut up with sausage, you know, like a weenie. Mm-hmm. Make that.
Did you eat any of the insides, the heart, the liver?
Oh yeah, the liver and liver, yeah, that liver and the heart. That we would, you know, use it fresh. You couldn't keep it, you know, but we'd always have it. Give it to the niggers, we call it, to help there.
Did you ever hear that call, haslet or harslet? Did you ever hear that word? Haslet or harslet or something like that.
I can kind of remember what you.
I don't know what it means exactly, but somebody told me that they used to eat. I think he said haslet. I don't know what it means. Did you eat the lungs or?
No, I never did eat the lungs.
Did you ever make anything of the liver?
Liver, we would. Of course, that was.